Hello, my name is Adriana with the Alabama Department of Labor and Employment Division. May I speak to the person that requested a call back?
Yes, this is now speaking.
I need advice if this call is being recorded for quality insurance purposes. How can I assist you today?
Yes, ma'am. I was trying to file a new claim for unemployment.
Yes, sir. I'll be happy to help you with that. May I start with your social security number, please?
418-39-9461.
And you said the first three numbers is 418 or 118?
418.
Okay. And for security purposes, may I have it to verify your mother made a last name?
Nikisha Adams.
And may I also have it to verify your driver license or state ID number, please?
944-6268.
And thank you for providing this information. And what is your preferred language?
English.
And do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And I have here two fraud acknowledgments that I need to read out to you, and I would just need your agreement. The first one says, I understand that knowingly making a false statement in or falsifying income documents in connection with this claim are all true to the documents in connection with this claim is considered fraud. Do you agree?
Right.
Okay. The second one says, I understand that fraud is a federal offense punishable by a fine and or imprisonment up to 5 years and can affect my ability to receive future benefits. Do you agree?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Did you file receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
And did you serve in active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Have you already filed for regular unemployment compensation and only need to file for trade adjustment assistance benefits?
No, ma'am.
And did you receive notifications that you have trade readjustment allowance certification?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And may I have to verify your first and last name, please?
Keandre Adams.
And has your name changed since the last time you filed for unemployment benefits?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked under a different name in the past 2 years?
No, ma'am.
And have you worked under a different social security number in the past 2 years?
No, ma'am.
And may I have a good telephone number where we can contact you at?
334-375-0034.
And the driver license number that you verified, is that for the state of Alabama?
Yes, ma'am.
May I have you to verify your date of birth, please?
2/23/1992.
Okay. And what is your gender?
I'm a male.
And what is your race?
African American.
And is that Hispanic, non-Hispanic?
Ma'am.
Is that non-Hispanic or Hispanic?
Non-Hispanic.
Okay. And what is the highest grade level that you completed in school?
Diploma.
High school diploma or college diploma?
High school.
And are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you serve in active duty in the United States Armed Force for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
And may I have your residence address, please? I'm sorry, may I have your residence address?
1304 Edgewood Drive.
And that city?
Demopolis, Alabama.
And that zip code, please?
36732.
And you live and receive mail at this address?
Yes, ma'am.
And what was your job title, job description?
I was working at a shop, a tire shop, mechanic shop.
Okay. And are you seeking work in your usual occupation?
Ma'am.
Are you seeking work in your usual occupation?
Yes, ma'am. I just started working last Wednesday. That was my last day.
Okay. And do you attain work exclusively through a union hiring call or are you with the union?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently registered for attending school training program?
No, ma'am.
And has your employer give you a definite day when to return back to work?
No, ma'am.
Are you available to work all shifts in your normal trade?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes, ma'am.
And since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And how many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
About an hour at least. How many miles exactly that is. Well, I say, hold on, this day. About 60 miles.
Okay. And what is the lowest hourly wage that you're willing to accept?
My job was saying 15, so I say no less than 15. Well, I'm gonna say about 17, 18, since like I have to drive at least an hour, so I'm gonna say about 17 or 18.
Okay. And do you work for yourself, or do you own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No, I work in corporate business.
And are you currently working solely on commission base, or do you have a real estate license?
No, ma'am.
And have you applied for or received a work compensation due to work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
And have you applied for or received a pension from the employer that you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And have you worked in another state other than Alabama between April 1st of 2023 and March 31st of 2024?
No, ma'am.
Do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefits withheld for federal income tax?
No, ma'am.
And if you are approved for benefits, you have the options to receive your payments direct deposit or use one of our Alabama Vintage cards. Which one you prefer?
Alabama Vintage card.
Okay. And what was the name of that employer that you're working with?
It was Lane's Tire, and then it ended up, like 2 months ago, it ended up changing to Marengo Tire.
Okay. And do you happen to have a good telephone number to a supervisor, manager, HR, or the main office there?
Hold on. Yeah, 334. 212-2947.
Okay. And what city did you perform your work in?
You said what city?
Yes.
Did I work in or I prefer my work in?
That you worked in. The tire company, Linden, what city?
Linden, Alabama.
Linden, Alabama?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And when did you first started working with this company?
I say a year ago.
Do you recall the month?
I'm not sure what month it was I started.
Okay. Are you able to provide me a rough estimate?
I'm going to just say August. I don't know. I'm going to just say August.
Okay.
September, one of them.
And what is the reason why you're no longer working with this company?
The guy, he came to us. Okay, so I told y'all my last day was Wednesday. Okay, that Wednesday came to us that Saturday when we worked, me and another guy, and sat us down and, you know, told us that he was going to have to let us go because he's starting to run out of money or whatever. And, you know, he worked at a plant as well. You know what I'm saying? He had his business going, but he got a job himself. So he said he had to take money out of his 401k, you know what I'm saying, and try to keep the business going for a month already. So he said he can't keep going in this 401k. So I guess by letting me and this guy go, he was going to be saving a little money or something, I guess. So, but he had told us he was going to give us 2 weeks to look for a job. But he ended up letting me go Wednesday. So.
Okay. And do you know if you'll be receiving any vacation pay, sick day pay, or holiday pay?
No, ma'am. We wasn't even getting paid none of that. You know, like he said we had to wait the next year, you know what I'm saying, to start receiving any vacation time or holiday pay. So we weren't getting paid for none of that.
Okay. And have you applied for you receiving a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And I have here this disclaimer that I need to read out to you, and I would just need your agreement. This one says that you are certifying that your answers are true and accurate, and that the law provides penalty for making false statements to obtain unemployment benefits. We'll match the earnings you provided with wages reported by your employers. False answers can result in overpayment and fraud penalty. Do you agree?
Yes, ma'am, I do.
Okay. So it's very important to verify your identity when filing for employment benefits. You'll be asked to answer random generated questions. The first question asks, which of the following address have you ever been associated with? The options they provide us is 117 Mountain View Drive, 1403 Highway 43 South, 369 Payne Street, 502 Vogue Road, I'm sorry, Vogue Street, or none of the above.
You say what? Can you repeat all? I didn't really hear you. I don't know if you said 1304 Edgewood Drive or not.
So the question again asks, which of the following address have you ever been associated with? The options they provide us is 117 Mountain View Drive, 1403 Highway 43 South, 369 Payne Street, 502 Woe Street, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Okay. Question number two asks, which team nickname is associated with the college you attended? The options they provide us is Crusaders, Golden Griffins, Throwbred, Beacon, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Okay. Question number two asks, which of the following address have you ever been associated with? The options they provide us is 112 Marie Circle, 1403 Highway 4358 South, 200 Alabama Highway 79, 23158 Oak Street, or none of the above?
None of the above.
And I have here three more disclaimers that I need to read out to you, and I would just need your agreement. The first one says, I hereby file an internet claim for unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama. Do you agree?
You said do what now? Read that up back over to me.
Yes, sir. The first one says, I hereby file an internet claim for unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama. Do you agree?
Yes, ma'am.
The second one says, I certify under penalty of perjury that I am the person whose name and information was provided on this claim and that the statements made in connection with this claim are all true to the best of my knowledge. Do you agree?
Yes, ma'am.
The third one says, I understand that it is my responsibility to read and familiarize myself with the contents in the claim of benefit handbook. The Benefit Right and Responsibility Handbook can be located on our website, which is adol.alabama.gov. Do you agree?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So the following instruction, I'm sorry. Yes, sir. So the following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 3 weeks to process the unemployment claim. However, you must start meeting unemployment requirements effective this week. Unemployment claims use the calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and ends on Saturday. Once a week, you must complete the weekly certification for the previous week. The questions that you will be asked will underline current requirements and are subject to change. This can be done online or by telephone. The weekly certification can be done on Sunday, no later than Friday, 5 p.m. but not on a Saturday. Failure to file and complete the weekly certification could result in loss of benefits. You'll make your first certification this upcoming Sunday. And I have here the telephone number where you call into whenever you're ready for this.
Yes, ma'am, I'm ready.
And the telephone number is going to be
1-800-752-7389. Okay.
As of January 1st of 2023, Alabama law requires you to contact 3 potential employers each week. You must provide your weekly job contacts when completing your weekly claim. You may not list the same employer more than once unless the employer was not hiring when you first contacted them, but later begins hiring. Failure to conduct the work search or to report the work search could result in loss of benefits.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Also, with this unemployment claim that we just finished, it registers you for work with the Alabama Career Center. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are to maintain an active career application all throughout the... I'm sorry. All throughout the unemployment claim, failure to upload your resume with the Career Center could result in loss of benefits. Okay. Let's see. I have here your 4-digit PIN number that you use to track your claim and also file your weekly certification. Can you write down this PIN number that I'll be providing you? That PIN number is going to be 2009. Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay, and what you say it is now?
2009.
I got you.
Yes, sir. Is there any questions or concerns or anything you want me to repeat to make sure that you have?
No, ma'am.
Yes, sir. And thank you for calling the Alabama Employment Claims Line. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you.